You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself, Kelly Ward, and Andy Shaw available to answer your questions tonight. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. Currently, I offer drop-in ladies groups. We do offer private sessions, life scripts, dream interpretation, and other different services. If you want information on any of our services, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. Tonight, we have Andy Shaw and Kelly Ward, along with myself. We're all trained coaches from Dr. Pat Allen's classes. So we please welcome Andy and Kelly. Kelly, are you there? And Andy, are you available?
Yes, I'm here.
So am I. Hello, everybody.
Okay, hopefully we can get some call-ins. The call-in number again is 323-203-0815. I pulled out Dr. Allen's book, The Answers. I thought maybe if we didn't get any call-ins, we could go over some of these little tidbits of Dr. Allen's gems to share with the audience. Andy, do you have your book available or you can help?
I do. You want me to ask number one?
Okay. There's one thing on page 24 of the Answers book, which you can get on. It's available. It's a little short book that just has the little gems and quotes. Oh, we have a caller already. Caller, you're on the air with myself, Andy Shaw, and Kelly Ward. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, yes, I do have a question. I am learning about the teachings of Dr. Pat Allen and what you guys do. You guys say that women don't interview men, only men interview women. Don't men like to feel like I'm interested in his life and more about it, or do I really not ask questions?
Well, masculine is competing, controlling, conquering. It's the assertive. So when he's assertive towards you and letting him know all about you, it's called peacocking. He wants to impress you. So that's why we let them talk about themselves. Andy, do you want to share your point of view on what she's talking about?
Yeah, it's basically who's the masculine in the room. Like when you are getting interviewed at a job, who does the talking? The interviewer, the employer. What we're asking you to do is be an employee and part of the team instead of the person in charge. So we know you're smarter. We know you can do it better. What we're asking you to do is play the game and do it consciously.
Kelly, do you have any input? Do you want to add your two cents to that?
I completely agree with that. I think I wouldn't ask any serious questions like you're looking for his financials, but, you know, if the conversation lulls, you could say, like, you know, what things do you like to do? Just a general non-aggressive question. I understand what you're saying. Like, you're not supposed to interview him. I think we're really talking about, like, you know, can I see your financial sheet? You know, how many stocks and bonds do you have? How much money do you make a year? Those are aggressive questions. So I would avoid those.
Okay. But I can ask, you know, like, how was your weekend? Oh, go ahead.
Well, generally, if you talk about yourself, he'll find out a lot about you, and you just watch him and listen to what he has to say and share about himself. He'll expose himself throughout your dating experience. But when you start questioning him, he feels like that you're wanting too much information at times.
Okay, that's fine. I just don't want him to take it as an I'm not interested in him.
Well, you say things, I'm so interested in you. Tell me more about your job. You do talk like that.
Okay.
Don't ask him specific questions, but just pull out what you want to know about him. If you want to know about his family, tell me more about your mother and dad. You can ask him questions like that that are not specific, and he'll share what he's comfortable in sharing.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm learning to sit back, and I feel like I'm sitting on my hands. So it's been a practice, but I'm glad I found you guys.
Thank you. How's the dating going?
Well, you know, just sitting on my hands, just waiting. I'm in the 8 weeks. Well, it's only been like a week and a half, but he was supposed to call me, and I don't know if we didn't set up a time, but I've been refraining from messaging. Like,
did you have one date happened? With him? What happened? Can you share the story? Maybe we can help you.
Yeah, I've called a few times. He's the mentor business partner.
Oh, okay. Wedding and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Thanks for remembering. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait for Thursday to ask you guys questions and pick your brain. But yeah, it's that same guy. And essentially, it's kind of a lot of my friends say, you know, because I approached him for mentorship that he doesn't want to cross any lines. But at the same time, I don't want to be the man either. Now that I'm interested in him, I'm kind of just sitting back, and I don't know. When I'm in town, he says that, yeah, we've had a few dates or meetups. But when I'm in town, he says that I never asked to hang out with him. And that's why we didn't meet up, but I'm waiting for him to ask me. I'm dropping.
Well, you have to let him know you have to drop the hanky and let him know you're available. He can't mind read.
Okay. Well, I just let him know I'm in the area, and I'm waiting for him. Yeah, I guess.
Well, you could say I'm in the area, you know, if you're available, I'd love to meet with you. You can say something like that. You say I'm in the area because you're kind of co-workers too, aren't you?
Well, he's kind of like taking me under his wing for this project situation. So not like direct co-workers. He's just mentoring me.
Andy, you were going to share something. I think you heard her story before. Remember, she was the one with the wedding that she kind of didn't drop the hanky, and they kind of always missed each other?
Oh, yeah. Drop the hanky again. I think you've set a standard, inadvertently or not, of this is a work relationship. And we don't know what you want or don't want. So if you're interested and you want him to be interested, tell him, you know, follow Sue's advice. Drop the hanky. I'm available. Can you, if you want to meet. And I like letting us know, is this a work call or is this a personal thing? And then we can go.
Okay. So another thing is I had a conference related to this, and he said, jokingly, he's like, never invited me to the conference with a emoji. And I definitely did invite him to the conference, but then I kind of made it more clear. I'm like, yeah, I did invite you / still invite you. And then he brought up the whole, well, you don't want to be my right-hand person or like my assistant. And I never said that either. I think that was my first call.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I'm being clear, and he's kind of like,
yeah, no, when you were telling us the story about the wedding, I didn't hear any clear messages at all. I heard that you thought he was supposed to put the pieces together.
Where does that start? Please don't give us that much credit.
What's that?
We're not that smart. Please don't give us that much credit.
Oh my gosh, he's so okay. Yeah, I find him to be smart, but I guess he gets so confused when. Okay, so my next step then is to address the fact that he didn't call me. No.
Yeah, let me clarify something on smart too, just if you don't mind. I was in a class once, and the guy who eventually took over DoD artificial intelligence. But everybody was telling him how smart he was. He goes, look, guys, he draws this line on the board. And he goes, there are 1,000 things on this line. Here's one tick. I'm smart in this one thing. Assume nothing else. So just because you're smart in one topic does not mean we're smart in anything else.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I feel like he knows he's good in business. But when it comes to personal matters, he's so confused. And I already wrote him the hi bye letter for the 8 weeks, and
Are you guys kind of like? Does he know you like him? Because if you wrote him the hi bye letter, have you talked about dating, or is that not out in the open yet?
It's not like when we hang out, we hang out for like 6 hours, and it's substantial, and he met my mom already. And I mean, we talk on the phone for hours and hours, and we talk about everything too. So I guess like,
do you compliment and say, I enjoy being around you and I enjoy talking to you and you make me feel good being with you, to stroke him that you enjoy him on a different level?
Well, okay. That's funny that you say that, because the last message, he said something about his project and like how it's getting held up. And I said, what's going on? And he said, I'll tell you over the phone. So then I responded saying, okay, I like getting calls from you. And then that was it.
No, but that was work. You have to be a little bit more vulnerable. When you're talking to him on the phone, you got to take that step that's scary and say, you know what? I really enjoy talking to you other than work. You're very interesting and I'm finding myself attracted to you. You have to go that extra step so he knows where you're at.
That's not masculine.
No, it's letting him know how you feel. We're feeling centered.
Yeah.
You're expecting him to read your mind, but you're not giving him any signals. So they're just throw darts, not knowing what you want.
In the 360 directions.
Yeah, I get so many women that are afraid to be vulnerable. But if you don't let a man know that you enjoy being around him, he makes you feel good, you're always happy around him, he just thinks you're just there to talk.
So then what's my next move, since he never called me? So I said, okay, I like getting calls from you, assuming he would call.
That's nice, but I like getting calls from my neighbor and stuff and my best friends. Doesn't mean I want to go out with them.
So do I double text or?
No, you don't. When you get a chance and you just told us that you were on the phone for hours. During that time, you go the extra step to say how much you enjoy talking to him other than work. And you find yourself very interested and attracted to him.
Okay, I'm going to stop right here.
Okay.
I'm going to foot stomp what she just said. Please write that down or record it or something.
What?
Sue, the caller, please write down what Sue was telling you. It's at least the second or third time she's told you, and it's good advice. Please take it.
Okay.
Please. Women have to let men know how they feel. We're not saying I want to jump into bed, but he has to know that you're interested in him. That's like dropping the hanky.
Yeah, and just for clarification, like that's a line that we as good men typically don't like to cross.
Yeah.
Because it ruins the mentor-mentee relationship, potentially, right? But it also gets into other gray areas of law.
Yes. And if a man's, if he's assertive and hitting on you, he can get in trouble.
Yeah. So we need to know, like, these are real conversations. These are real world problem areas of law enforcement concern. And if you want us to read minds, then that doesn't end well.
Because I feel like I'm reading minds because, I mean, he could easily also not be in. Oh, I don't know.
I
think what Andy's pointing out is the Me Too movement. And I have several male clients and they're like, no, if she's not showing any clear signs of interest in me, I'm not taking a chance on asking her out or anything because of the whole Me Too movement and how it could be perceived. So I think Andy's spot on with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're just on sexual harassment and other things that are just no bueno for our livelihood. So please make it as clear as you possibly can and in no uncertain terms. This is not harassment. This is not, I want to take it to the next level. Or, you know, I would feel good if this went further or something to that effect.
Okay.
Or you could say, I'd like to know you more on a personal level rather than just work-related. I find you very interesting. See, if you don't...
So my next move...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. If I don't...
Well, you're talking about the next move. There's no next move until he reaches out to you and then you share it. You're trying to reach out to him. That's chasing.
Okay, so I still have to wait.
We don't want you to chase him with double texting and what's your next move. He has to contact you, and we're giving you the information to share when he does contact you.
Yeah, you know what you might want to do too is I know you've already texted and stuff. You might want to say, in case you're not seeing it, I'm attracted to you. It's your next move. And once he, you know, after his mind gets blown and puts it all back together and probably jumps for joy, he'll call you, I imagine.
Let me ask you something, caller. With Andy's statement, how do you feel about saying that statement to him? Because that will tell you a lot about what's going on in you.
I would say it because I'm okay taking that risk. I just don't want it to be too... I guess I also don't want to be rejected.
Well, okay, so you want him to do all the leading, so you're safe. Relationships are a risk, and you have to do your part and hope to God he does his. You're trying to have him do all of it.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
That and still be. Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that even if he's not, the time he's not right, whatever, the rejection is never about you. It's always about them.
Yeah.
You can only do your part. But nothing else happens unless you do your part. Especially right.
Okay. So if I were to say that, I would still be in my feminine role.
You're telling him for your feelings. You're feeling centered.
Yeah.
The only thing that masculine is competing, controlling, and conquering. I want you to do this. It's ordering people around and being assertive.
Okay.
They don't share their feelings too often.
No, they're just telling the truth, and that's very sexy.
Being vulnerable is exposing the side that you might get rejected and you're vulnerable.
And here's another thought too. If you don't do it, it's 100% certain you're going to get rejected because he doesn't know. But if you do it,
yeah,
you have a 50 chance. You just up your odds.
That's true. At this point, I marked it in my calendar the 8 weeks and I had my high buy letter. I'm like, if I don't hear from him, at least at 8 weeks, he'll know how I felt.
Well, dear, there's no high bye letter to really send because you're not in any kind of relationship.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I don't know where you're talking. That's why I had a question. What's this high bye letter about?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Did we tell you to write that high bye letter?
No, from the podcast. I just
The high buy letter is only for people that you're building with, that you went out with, and maybe it didn't work out or they didn't call you after a certain amount of time or they took a break and you wanted to let them know how you feel and possibly open the door that they can come back. but you have to have some kind of chemistry or something together going on.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You're just taking information. You're taking what you hear and putting your own, put it together, self-help stuff together.
Okay. I'm so glad you guys have this radio show.
I couldn't understand why. By letter, and the guy doesn't even know you like him.
All right. So let me take that leap, be vulnerable, and figure out what to say to him. Or I'll say what Andy said.
Yeah. And you know, I have a drop-in ladies groups a couple of times. You'd be good to join their $10 donation. I help my ladies walk through all these situations. I have one at 5 o'clock tonight.
Do you really?
Yeah, just email me at the office at info at Dr. Pat Allen so I can get your email, and I'll send you the Zoom link. It's on via Zoom.
Okay, awesome. I'll do that right now.
I'd love to walk you through this relationship.
Thank you so much. All right, well, let me send you an email, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Hey, good luck.
All right, I'll talk to you all. Thank you. Bye.
Good luck, caller.
Thank you.
She's a nice little girl. She's called a few times about this coworker guy.
Well, she tells him how she feels. She's got a chance.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get some more callers. 323-203-0815. We've got Kelly. Kelly's working with Dr. Pat with ladies groups. You want? Oh, we got another caller. Sorry, Kelly. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, I'm one of Patricia's girls. I called last week and a couple weeks before. I have the 45-year-old who we broke up, got back together, broke up again, got back together, and I spoke with Andy last week. Because he had gotten me tickets to go to a 3-day concert.
Yeah.
And
I
didn't want to go. And then we talked about what if he says, I love you. My update is that he did last Thursday before his sister and her boyfriend got here over the weekend. And we haven't really said it again since. The weekend was pretty rough. I really don't enjoy those kinds of events. I did give it a shot. I ended up staying, even though I did lie for love a couple times and leave early a little bit. It was fine. So he has been sick since, and we haven't really talked much. I am sensing, my instinct is that he is kind of pulling away, which sparked a little bit of a PTSD response in me. I didn't react to him that way. I've been passive and patient, and just he does reach out. But Patricia did point out that this is
it's part of the process for them to go to their cave to evaluate the relationship. And you cannot go after them. You have to leave them alone.
Yeah.
It's not about you. They have to evaluate. Andy, do you know, can you share more about that since you're a man?
Sorry, I'm trying to find the mute button.
Oh, how men have to go. I just read an article. Is John Gray has it too. They call it the rubber band effect, where the guy comes and goes. He needs to evaluate how his true feelings about you. And sometimes it's scary. So they have to go away for a while to evaluate whether you're worth it. Whether they care about you.
I was just reading the timeline on that. Don't call when a man with a man if he couldn't stay with me for 2 months. At 4 weeks, they love you. At 6 weeks, they love you but don't like it. And at 8 weeks, they love you but hate it. They have to call you. You are the part of them that's missing. So give them time.
Yeah, and don't, I mean, I've been hearing from him.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you said don't what?
No, I just said go ahead.
We are in a relationship, so we do have an agreement that he texts me in the morning and at least twice a day, and he's been doing that, but I am sensing that, I mean, he's really, like, I can really sense that he wants me to communicate more. And he has said to me in the past that he doesn't think I express myself enough or as much as he would want. He wrote me a long letter after I sent my hi-bye letter to him.
Yeah.
Saying that I was the one and he wanted to marry me one day, and I just responded, and he asked me to agree to some things like marriage counseling before we did that, and that we would always give each other the benefit of the doubt and we wouldn't run anymore and all these things. And I responded with a couple sentences that I was so happy and grateful that he responded, and of course I would agree to these things. And he sent me an email back saying, don't contact me anymore because your message wasn't as gushy, I guess, as he was hoping it would be. And I know he's told me before that he wants me to text him more and do all these things. And so I'm just trying to balance that with, you know, not mothering him and not, and just being securely in this relationship.
Well, if he's asking you to reach out a little often, you can always reach out and say, you know, just checking in, hope you have a good day, and just do little things. Remember, he's your leader, and if he, like, you follow his lead, and he's giving you some direction, and it sounds like you're fighting it.
No, I have upped my communication to him. He's been sick, and a couple times a day, you know, I do wait for him to text me first because that's been our agreement, but then I have increased to like that two-thirds, you know.
Give back when he gets
my reach out to, yeah,
the ratio.
Okay,
so
well,
it's,
that's good. Where I'm at, but so far, yeah. I'm sorry,
it sounds like everything's going good. Do you have he's just pulling back for a while? Let him pull back and don't ask him what's bothering him or why he's pulling back. Do not question him.
I won't. If I have a question, I don't know if it's a question as much as I'm struggling because it does turn me off. And it does make me lose a little bit of respect for him. Sometimes the way that he acts like this or kind of, I don't know, just some things he says and does. Or
is he 51% valuable? Because I'm hearing you're trying to change him into the way he is.
I don't want to change him. I'm just questioning whether or not he's going to be compatible for me in the long term.
What's the example that you don't like that he's doing that's turning you off?
So he says,
Dr.
He
Allen says
someone,
if it's something illegal, immoral, unethical, or hurts your body, those are deal breakers. What is it that he's doing that you want not him to stop doing?
I mean, he has a track record of as much as he says he wants me to be more verbal and more like gushy and lovey verbally and in text, what I see from him is that he's very much that way, but he's not consistent. He doesn't make and keep agreements. He says a lot of things, but he has a history of kind of not necessarily doing them. So that part turns me off. He's also said that he wants someone who's kind of, I don't know how to put it, like a global person. I'm from another culture. I have family around the world. I've kind of grown up around the world. And I think in his mind, this means one thing, but in practice, there have been some differences culturally, and I don't feel very understood or seen all the time. And I don't know if that's fine for right now, but I don't know if over time we're going to be compatible or if I'm going to feel good.
Kelly, what do you what would your opinion be about this? She's got questions about did you hear her answer her answers?
Yeah,
that's part of like trying to change.
I question the compatibility.
Yeah.
And that for me is a big one. The compatibility is so important. but I'm not hearing her feel cherished.
You feel cherished? Yeah, I'm just not sure at what point I decide that. I do often. I'm just not sure if it's, and this is me being intellectual and analytical, but sometimes it doesn't feel like it's about me. It feels like it's about him, that he wants to cherish someone, but if the conditions are not perfect, then he runs, or he says he's very cherishing, but it doesn't always match up to the action.
Well, there's the part, accept him the way he is, reject him and move on, or tolerate. So you're tolerating right now. So that's
a question.
We can't tell you who to pick, but the gauge is 51% valuable, because if you dump him, you'll find another model that'll have another set of incompatibility issues.
Right.
Are these absolute deal breakers?
Yeah, you have to see not yet. Red line.
Yeah. We haven't even
I'm hearing little minute type things. I don't hear big, but I'm not in this relationship.
Okay, right. So my question is, have you tried doing the chart every day? Like, you pick a month and then every day you write whether or not he was 51% valuable, and you write in that date if he was or he wasn't, what the reason was or what the reason was he wasn't. And then at
not
the end of the month,
spend back together.
So you should do that. And you should
for one month. And because we'll always focus on the negative rather than focusing on any positive.
Yes. Yes, I do have that tendency. Okay, I will track for a month.
I think it's the best thing to do, because then you really get to look at it and go, okay, 19 days or 22 days or 25 days out of the month, he pissed me off and the rest is fine. Then he's definitely not 51%. However, if he hits, 25 days, 24 days, even 20 days, he's doing better than you think. So if you tend to wax negative, and highly intellectualize things, then you may want to say, like, what am I doing? And why am I doing it?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have something inside us that says, you know what? You're a pain addict. You don't need to be happy.
Right. Absolutely.
Can I add something when you guys are done?
Yes.
Sure. Go ahead.
So I'm going to read from To Man's World and Woman's Universe. And it is page 66. Talks about there are three ways to relate to another human being. Number one is you can accept him or her, which means that you may not always like or approve of what they are and do, but you find more assets and liabilities. So you stay and work things out. To accept another person is to love that person, even when you don't approve of his or her behavior. If you like more about them than you don't like, help them and work it through. Mutate, don't eliminate. If you find someone who's at least 51% valuable on the worst day, keep that person. Number two, you can reject anyone for any reason you have. I usually recommend immorality, which is body damage, unethical, property or money damage, and illegal, civil damage of your rights as a citizen. We all have issues we can improve on. Humans grow best in loving, accepting relationships. Use the tools in this book to negotiate changes. And then number three, you can tolerate your significant other, which is to half accept to love or half reject hate the other. It promotes mood swings, which are difficult for you both. To tolerate is the only destructive thing in a romance. When you tolerate lateness, sloppiness, being overweight, burps, expelling of gas, lying, selfishness, cheating, cheapness or insensitivity, you hurt yourself by failing your own sense of virtue and integrity. So, caller, the only thing I'm going to ask you is, which one do you want to choose? One, two, or three?
One.
Okay. Would you like me to repeat it so you can get in your mind again?
Yeah.
What page was that, Andy?
66.
Okay.
I have the book and I will reference that. Thank you for that.
It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, page 66.
Yep, deciding, it's chapter 16, deciding what you want or don't want.
Okay. I got it. Thank you all very much.
Learn a lesson.
Please call us back. We enjoy hearing from you, the updates.
Absolutely. I always get something out of you.
I hope we're not interfering with, if you're working with Patricia. We always, you know, have different coaches. Are we following the same principle as Patricia is guiding you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Right. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you next week. We have our regulars. We have a call in 323-203-0815. Yeah, Kelly, you were going to talk about Dr. Allen's ladies' groups?
Well, we are rocking and rolling it. We are getting people married.
Oh,
we're getting babies.
I'm sorry, there's another caller. Sorry.
No worries. That's awesome.
Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I've been on the radio show. I go to your ladies' groups, and I also see Patricia.
Okay.
So I'm the one with the husband that I was really demanding.
Yes.
I wanted to get stuff done in the house.
Yep.
So I had a question because, so we'll bring up, let's say, the blinds. We were talking about the blinds, and he was saying, well, we can just cut them shorter to make them a little higher, okay? And I'm all, well, that would be ugly, all right? And he's like, he interpreted that as men can't do anything. Men don't know design. Men's ideas are shit. Oh, sorry.
Well,
anyway,
I could ask you something. Let's dissect this. When he said we could cut them shorter, you say, I have a suggestion. Instead of saying they'll look ugly, you barked out and cut him down.
Yeah. So this was I had a big meltdown a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I don't remember if I called in, but I think I was on a little bit on the ladies groups with it. I definitely talked to Patricia about it. We had a little bit of a meltdown. And I was like, I was in panic mode because I was even afraid to talk to him. And the anxiety of knowing that I'm doing all these things wrong was so bad. I was kind of freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh. So this was probably pre-meltdown.
Okay.
This was a couple of weeks ago. And I said that. Now I would say something different. But he asked again, I said, the blinds have been on the chair for like a month. The blinds are on the sofa, actually. It's covering the whole sofa. I go, it's been there for about a month now. I said, we need to think about what we want to do, putting them back up again. And he goes, well, okay. So this was a big fight.
Yeah.
After
but
I cut him
the
down,
way you talked, dear, it was the way you talked to him.
Yeah.
You said,
yeah. So now I'm even afraid.
No, but you say we need to. That's you being the leader, ordering him around.
Oh, okay. Well, he had said, okay, I'm still doing it. See, this is
Here. You might go to him. He's your president. You don't go and say, we need to get this work done. We need to hang these blinds. You can go to him and say, honey, there's something I want to talk to you about. Is this a good time? Because it's something uncomfortable. You got to make an appointment. You say, honey, I know you're busy, stroke him, but these blinds have been sitting here for over a week, you know, and I'd like to get them hung. What do you think about us setting up a time that we can both hang them? That's letting him give you when he's ready to do it. And he may say next month, but at least you have an answer.
Right, right. Okay, so back then he had asked, he said, let's cut them. And I was thinking he meant us, literally us cutting them. And that's why I said they would look horrible, right? Then he goes, no, I meant professionals. And then the other day he brings up, okay, so what are we planning to do with the door? Are we putting the blinds back up or are we going to buy something else?
Well, dear, you're already everything. You're already barking the orders. So he's afraid to do anything anymore.
So should I just say to him, I'm okay with whatever you decide.
But you won't be, dear, because then you'll go and say.
No. I'll be fine with it. I just don't want it on the sofa anymore.
Well, then guess what? You take them off of the sofa and put them somewhere else if you don't like sitting, seeing them on the sofa. It's not his job to take care of you not liking them on the sofa.
Yeah, it's the unfortunate thing. They're really big and I'm really small. I'm only like 4'10".
You know what? What's more
just
important?
Leave them there.
What's more important, the blinds or your marriage? Because you're barking orders to him.
Okay, I left them there.
I wouldn't want somebody telling me, when are we going to get this done?
I got it. Okay.
Okay, Andy, let me get somebody else rather than just mine. Andy, what do you think about her dilemma?
I already want to avoid the caller. I don't like the conversation at all. I find it, the only word that comes to mind is repulsive. I don't think you're a team right now. I don't think you're a team.
Uh-huh.
You're not acting like it.
Okay.
Neither one of you. I think you're both guilty.
Okay.
And
Kelly, do you have anything you want to advise for the caller?
You know what? I'm gonna have to side with Andy, and I'm also gonna have to side with Sue. Your talk track is masculine and demanding, mm-hmm. like you're the leader. You have to use the tools. You must use the tools, and you have to watch your gang mouth. You have to keep your gang mouth shut. You know,
yeah, if I'm
you
finding out.
You have to, you and like Steve said, you have to stroke him. You've already hurt his feelings. And men are very mm-hmm. sensitive. And especially when they feel like they're emasculated, it makes them angry. So, and I can't blame them. So mm-hmm. you're going to have to use those tools. You're going to have to if you want to be successful in your marriage and relationship.
Can I ask how old your husband is?
He'll be 55 really soon.
Okay, because remember, and you're over 50, or are you 45?
I'm 54.
Okay,
yeah, I'm right there with him.
Women, when we get older, by nature, we turn more masculine. And men, as mm-hmm. they get older, they turn more feminine by nature. But you still have to make him feel like he's the king of the jungle. And it sounds like you're making him, you're not respecting him still, even though he is softening. He can't do it as well as he could 20 years ago.
Yeah, and that's also the other thing I'm finding out,
And women over 50, we have to double do it. We have to be massive. We have to shift. We have to take care of our older men's feelings and also their thinking. We have to double do it because they're very emotional at times, but we still mm-hmm. have to respect them.
Hey, Sue, can I give some actual quality feedback instead of what
sure.
I gave?
Sure.
Because I don't want to blast the caller for something.
Okay.
Then something useful to go away with.
Okay.
This is again from Man's World Woman's Universe.
Okay.
Page 85. It's using the Amigo talk. And I'm just going to read a couple things real quick. It's one page. If you complain it is not enough, then be prepared to leave or be left with the following admonition. I obviously did not give, protect, and cherish you enough. Therefore, I'm going to free you to find someone else who pleases you more. Nagging will get you free, but rarely get you what you want. Feminine yin women and men get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Masculine yang men and women get what they want by asking for it and caring how their partner feels about it. You can occasionally switch roles. In a covenant relationship, switching from being the yang, masculine breadwinner, respectful person, into the yin, feminine homemaker, cherishable person, only calls for permission. Honey, this is a quote, I have some painful feelings to share with you about the blinds. When will you be comfortable, today hopefully, don't go to sleep unheard or unknown, it builds up resentment, to hear me out. Or, honey, I have some ideas, wants, suggestions, and questions about the blinds. When will it be convenient, today hopefully, to hear me out? Whether in a convenient or covenant relationship, straight or gay, Complementary communication lends itself to more intimacy than competitive communication.
What page was that, Andy?
85.
Page 85 of It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. It's her, Dr. Allen's tool, Amigo Talk.
And that's chapter 22, How Do We Communicate Intimately? You can do it. All you got to do is change your work a little bit and you'll change energy.
Yeah, that's true. You're a caller. We don't want you to leave here being upset. You're aware of what you're doing. Now the next step is to change the behavior so it becomes automatic. So you're already halfway there.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, too, because that was the second time in a different situation I had called and Andy said Amigo Talk. my life script is also, it also showed up why I was so demanding. So it's kind of funny because it's like, wow, all this stuff is really coming around in a circle and it just keeps going.
That's good, though. You're being aware of it now. This is a good, a full around, so be happy for it.
And just practice.
Oh, yeah. What?
It's okay to feel uncomfortable. But over time, do it enough times, you'll good about it. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's that lag time of the radio. It's kind of funny because it's like when we think, okay, they're not talking, then you go and it's at the same time.
I know, I get that sometimes. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. But it was just like that last caller that called and how she thinks one thing. Right. She's thinking if she asks a question that was a feminine question, I think Kelly had said something about where she thought that was a masculine thing because we're still trying to navigate what's the masculine and feminine. And, you know, being masculine for so long,
just about everything that comes out of your mouth is probably wrong. So it's less is better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
less is better. What? Don't overanalyze.
Yeah, I'm eating something. I can't answer you.
Or just smile. Well, let me think. I'll get back to you. That's always good. Always don't answer right away. Go away and think about what you're going to say and have it scripted so you can know so you don't do foot and mouth.
Yeah, and I can always hear it with somebody else, but definitely not with
you. Yes,
me.
Again. Yep. Well, thank you, caller. Try it and give us an update.
Yes.
Thank you.
But as far as the last situation was where we had a meltdown, that's a lot better. So the communication is getting better. We had a little side road going off there. So hopefully that's not horrible.
Like Dr. Allen says, watch your mouth.
I know.
You're in control of that, dear. You learned how to be potty trained. You can learn how to train your mouth too.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. Well, we're running out of time, folks. So we'll continue next week. But this was a great show. I hope everybody got some valuable information. I want to thank Kelly and I want to thank Andy for being the guest. Do you want to say anything to the audience before we go?
Love you. Bye.
I appreciate being on the radio and trying to help however I can.
We'll see you next week. I think next week we'll have Andy and we'll have Patricia Eltinge back. So please feel free to join us next week and call in. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.